Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. We come now to this section in the Apostles' Prayer for the believers in Colossae. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and so on. And in this short discourse, I want to concentrate on this. Paul's desire, Paul's end and purpose in this prayer, Paul's longing for these believers, that they may live a life, yes, worthy of the Lord, pleasing to God, bearing fruit, and so on. But even this thought, first of all, that you may live a life. What a phrase. Live a life. Notice the argument of the Apostles' Prayer. We pray this in order that we keep praying for you. Since we've heard of your faith, since we've heard that you are a believer, since we've heard that you've come to trust Christ, that you are the holy and believing brothers in Christ, at Colossae, brothers and sisters, of course. Since that day, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. But not that you might become eggheads or super spiritual, inverted commas and all that. But we pray this. We're longing for this. This is our aim and purpose, that you may live a life. He's speaking of practical, daily experience. We're not interested, he said, in an hour or two spent in that box. What am I talking about? Institutional church. Oh, I went to church at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning and so on. And that's it. No, no. It's 24/7. That you may live a life. And he's not talking about ticking the boxes. What do I mean by that? He didn't want them just to assent to a creed, to conform to certain rules and certain orders and regulations set out by man. Oh, well, you're wearing the right clothes, or you're carrying the right Bible, and all the rest of it. I'm not saying a word against that, but that's not what he's after. I want you from your heart, from your mind, from your soul to experience Christ, that you may live. Live a life. Not tick boxes in a creed. Not go to the institutional box once a week. Nor even meet with people to have a couple of hours or so of thrill, as they would call it, excitement, flash in the pan business, jumping up and down, waving arms, beating drums, and all the rest of it, and enjoying so-called fellowship, which often means nothing more than just social chit-chat and stimulation from outward conformity and experiences. No, he wants them to live a life, to get a life. You know, he said today, get a life, become real. Well, that's what he wants for these believers. Not a sham, cardboard, cut-out experience, but a living, not a dry, but a living experience. Not to eke out an existence, not to waste these precious hours and years, these precious moments. Unbeliever, can you see what the apostle is praying here? He's praying that these believers may really live. I've been an unbeliever too. All believers have been unbelievers in their time, you know, until we're converted. So we know what unbelieving is like. Unbelieving is existence. It's only living when you come to Christ. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. We're not here just to pass the day, to waste or eke out an existence. Unbeliever, we're meant to live this life and then live forever in abundance. Oh, if you came to Christ, you would know what life really is. Oh, I know it. They think it's on the telly. They think it's in the films. They think it's in the books and all the rest of it. No, no, no. The real living is what the Christian enjoys. The believer, knowing the spiritual wisdom and understanding and walking with God in Christ by the Spirit. Believer, I must watch what I say. In every part of my life, I must be patient. I must not get cast down. I must control my temper. I must watch my habits, my lifestyle, in the home, in my work, when I'm on my own, in my recreation. I must watch my language. Why am I saying all that? Because, as Paul says here, from verse 9 to verse 10, the heart, seeing Christ, feeling Christ, having this wisdom, filled with it all, then must live it out in life. We must enjoy our lives, brothers and sisters, in Christ. We must use our lives now, live a life worthy of the Lord, and we must live it now, today. We must give our lives as a spiritual sacrifice. We are the priests of Christ, the priesthood of all believers. So we offer living sacrifices. And the first living sacrifice we offer, I beseech you then, Romans 12, 1 and 2, by the mercies of God, that you offer your bodies a living sacrifice. I pray this, says Paul, that you may live a life worthy of Christ, worthy of God. Now, is everyone at Colossae? It's not just a few super saints. To the holy and believing brothers in Christ, it's you, brother, it's you, sister, and it's me. And, of course, they were living in a pagan world, and so are we, and we must live today for the glory of God, live a life in this dark and fallen and pagan and corrupt world, every one of us, not just the super saints. Let Isaac Watts put the thoughts into verse for us. He puts it in the plural because he's thinking of the congregation, a group of people singing it. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. So let our works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine or divine. I must change that into the individual. So let my lips and life express the holy gospel I profess. So let my works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine all divine. Thus shall we best, or I best, proclaim abroad the honors of our Savior God, or my Savior God, when his salvation reigns within, and grace subdues the power of sin. Our flesh and sense must be denied, my flesh and sense must be denied. Passion and envy, lust and pride, while justice, temperance, truth and love, our inward godliness approve, my inward godliness approve. Yes, it must be inward, coming to the outward in the fruit of the Spirit. The gospel bears our spirits up, it bears my spirit up, while I expect that blessed hope, the bright appearance of the Lord, and faith stands leaning on his word. May God bless this to us, brothers and sisters. May we live our life today, enjoying it, using it to the full, and as holy and as godly as we can be. Remember Murray McShane? Lord, make me as holy as a man can be, that we may live a life worthy of the Lord. Amen.